now police can weaponize drones, and everybody's like, okay. And I don't understand why. That seems like a fairly, you know, crucial issue.
You're listening to The Corbett Report.
Welcome, friends. James Corbett here, CorbettReport.com. Today is the 4th of March, 2016, and today we're going to talk to Claire Burnish of The Anti-Media at theantimedia.org. You might remember Claire from our previous conversation last August about Nestle's water scandal in California. But if not, I will, of course, put that in the links in the show notes for this interview, so you can go check that interview out. But today we're going to be talking about a different report that Claire has just published at The Anti-Media. So it begins, American police start pushing to weaponize domestic drones. A very interesting story about a very important subject that's only going to become more important in the years ahead. So, Claire, set me straight on this. From what I can tell, this revolves around some legislation that's making its way through the Connecticut state legislature at the moment that would seek to actually ban the weaponization of drones, at least for the average Joe Schmo. But the police are pushing back against this idea? Tell us about this.
Yes, it seems to me that the police really want to have the option in the future to be able to actually arm their drones with not only cameras, but they are particularly concerned with weapons. And they have not specified that it would be necessarily deadly weapons, which is fortunate, of course. I think they're seeking to be able to use things like, you know, tear gas, pepper spray, tasers, that sort of less than lethal, quote unquote, sort of weaponization. I would imagine for crowd control and those sort of applications, that's probably what they're at least intending to be able to use them for. But obviously, there are a number of concerns with that. First of all, if they lose control of the drone, somebody could use that, you know, for malicious intents of any number of purposes. There's the idea of the depersonalization of the drone having a weapon and then being removed from the human contact and being able to make the judgment call. Somebody sitting in a control room is not having the personal interaction that they would be having with a crowd or with individuals. So that is a great concern. The main concern of the bill was to outfit the drones with cameras. And that, of course, brings up a number of privacy issues for individuals and spying and, you know, everything else. So that's bad enough. But the idea of putting weapons on a drone is, to me, it just strikes me as a really bad idea.
Autonomous flying robots with guns that can kill people? No, what could possibly go wrong? Yes, I mean, it is a nightmare scenario out of nightmare science fiction, but it is actually being talked about right now. And there's some interesting quotations from the police officers in the Fox report that you linked to reporting on this. For example, one police representative saying that, well, what if there's, someone with a bad drone that's going to try to, ram it into a plane or something like that? We have to have weapons to stop them. Of course, it will be framed in that way. Now, I understand that this is not the first such legislation that's going through in the U.S. right now. There's also been legislation that was passed last year in North Dakota with regards to weaponization of drones.
Yes, and North Dakota has made legal what's being proposed or what the police want in Connecticut. So in North Dakota, it is now legal for police to arm and use drones that have less than lethal weaponry. All of the same concerns, and particularly considering that tasers, which they have, I guess they have legal leeway to now do that, tasers are not exactly a non-lethal option. I was reading in The Guardian today that as of November of last year, there were at least 47 deaths by police taser. They use the taser as if it is a non-lethal option, but that's not always the case. So when something goes wrong, it's just like shooting a gun. And they are not being as discretionary with the tasers because they kind of have this assumption that they're less than lethal, and that's just not the case. So the North Dakota law originally was supposed to be against, these laws are supposed to be against, like, protecting privacy and things, and now they're just really arming the police with these less than lethal options. And, you know, one state has done it, Connecticut, now they're pushing for it there. You know that this is going to end up all around the country. And there are fears that if they're going to arm them with less than lethal weaponry, then what's to say that they're not going to arm them eventually with guns and, you know, anything else? So this is a big concern.
I get that local policing matters would fall under the jurisdiction of state legislatures, but wouldn't these issues impinge on federal issues? Wouldn't the FAA or some sort of federal agency try to be getting its beak into here to regulate it across all of the states?
they're supposedly they're supposed to have clearance from the FAA to fly drones. I mean, this is sort of a legal gray area at the moment. You know, they're also supposed to have the idea is they're supposed to have warrants in order to use the drones for at least for the cameras. It's not really clear yet. And I think that because it's not being decided federally and actually being decided on a state level, this is where the problems are going to erupt and there are going to be discrepancies state by state. The states that are more apt to protect privacy rights are probably more apt to also protect the crowds from being tasered by a drone. We have to kind of wait and see. Probably it's going to take, you know, not just North Dakota and Connecticut, but it will probably be quite a number of states before eventually there has to be some sort of federal legislation on this.
Well, I'm all for decentralization as much as possible, but one can imagine the first time a drone kills a person, there's going to be a national debate about this and some attempt to regulate it nationally. So it's going to happen at some point. Do you know of any other impending legislation right now in any other state legislature?
I have not admittedly looked into it any further, but from what I understand, you know, North Dakota was the first to actually pass the law, and Connecticut seems to be the next in line to do so. So I guess we'll have to see. The interesting thing is that it's going to take a little bit longer to actually fully debate these. There are a number of bills, and I couldn't ferret out exactly which bills they are, but there are a number of bills kind of dealing with the same issue. So there's the idea of the cameras and the weaponization, and I think that the problem is they're looking towards the future in all of this legislation to make sure that they're accounting for all these events. And of course, the police are saying, well, what about, you know, these malicious people who are going to use drones for these purposes? We have to be able to shoot them down. And everybody else is thinking, well, what about in the future when you want to arm them with guns? You know, I know that I believe it was in Europe, there was a police department that was using eagles to take down drones that are considered enemy drones. So that's, you know, a viable solution. It's at least it's something that's, you know, a little bit more handleable. It's something that people can get a handle on and a grip on more than just saying, okay, go ahead and put your weapons on the drones and have at it.
Right. This seems more like an excuse to set a precedent than an actual attempt to address the problem. Yeah. Well, so other than yourself, who is ringing the alarm about this? There must be people who are at least worried about this development.
It doesn't seem like there is much of an outrage. The North Dakota law passed and it went through the media, but it was not shared very widely. It kind of just, you know, now police can weaponize drones and everybody's like, okay. And I don't understand why. That seems like a fairly, you know, crucial issue. That seems to be happening with this Connecticut law as well. It doesn't seem to be making the headlines and making the rounds. And if this keeps happening state by state, I imagine it's just going to be dominoes. And then suddenly all of the states will have the law before we know it, if we're not careful.
That's exactly the point. And of course, again, this is not just a United States issue. This is happening around the world now as this drone technology starts to disperse out throughout the world. So something that I think anyone anywhere is going to have to think about at some point in the near future, probably nearer future than we'd like to imagine. So let's put this out on the viewers and audience out there. If you know of any legislation or of any precedent along these lines in your own local area, please contribute to the conversation. Leave that information in the comments and we'll start to compile a list and see how things are coming along in different places. At any rate, it's a very worrying development. I'm glad that you're on top of the subject. Just tell people again about the work that you do at the Anti-Media.
I like to keep on top of, you know, government corruption and just any sort of issue that is behind the issue, because it seems to me that mainstream media often says one thing about an issue and there's an entirely different narrative that nobody really talks about. And I think that that's very important to be discussed and to get out in the open, like just like this issue.
Exactly right. Well, I will commend your work to my listeners' attention. Again, you can go back and listen to our previous conversation if you haven't yet done so, and you can check out her other work at theantimedia.org. Claire Burnish, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.